Thank you for joining us for the AW 360 Afternoon Roundup podcast, and welcome to day 3 at Advertising Week Europe 2025. We're recording live on the ground here at 180 Studios in London at the AW 360 podcast studio, presented by UserCentrix. UserCentrix is on a mission to help brands build trust and drive growth by putting user consent at the core of every digital interaction. Their powerful consent management and preference management platforms are active in 195 countries on more than 2.3 million websites and apps. UserCentrix makes it easy for businesses to respect user choices and still deliver killer marketing results. Things are a little different now. We're at the end of this thing. I have a different co-host today with me. Stu, introduce yourself.
Hey, Rich. So my name is Stu Cairns. I'm working for Advertising Week as one of the directors of content. And I'm really, really happy to be here. I'm really happy it's the end of the week because it's been fantastic.
You know why I had you introduce yourself, right?
I do, yeah.
Because no one knows your title.
Absolutely.
I had to get that out there. That's like a running joke. So quite a few highlights today. I think, strangely enough, I felt today was busier than any other day.
I completely agree.
Which is unusual.
It is unusual for a final day. And I think it's probably to do with, well, several reasons. One of them is the immense programming that our programming team, Jamie, and others has put on. I think the blend of brands, CMOs, celebrities, influencers. I mean, we've had everyone pass through this stage, this venue, sorry, over the four stages. And it's just been a fantastic experience for everyone that's been here content-wise. But over and above content, the kind of experiential, the activations that have been happening, the career advancement opportunities that have happened have just been outstanding for me. And yeah, potentially that's why it's been busier, but the people that have been here have really benefited from the experience, I believe.
I feel like, and I may be mistaken here because, full transparency, I wasn't at last year's event. It was the first Europe event I have missed. I feel like the number of activations and things to do and things to see that weren't on a stage was higher than ever.
Absolutely. I mean, our partners have really stepped up to the next level. Some of the activations, I mean, the queues. I was actually, funnily enough, just talking to our partners at Adobe as they were leaving the door, just saying what a fantastic experience it's been for them. But every time I've walked past their activation, they were creating your own personalized tote bags using AI and using Adobe Express, which was a fantastically, you know, the amazing activation that the queues just kept going and going and going. And I don't think throughout the full 3 days, there wasn't 30, 40, 50 people in that queue. And over and above that, we had Uber Advertising doing some really fun TikTok-based activations. We had stuff everywhere. We had things popping up. We had things exploding. It was just fantastic.
Do you feel that your career has now developed?
Absolutely, without a doubt. I've learned so much, especially from some of the influencer sessions that I've seen today have just been so eye-opening. Things that I don't even realize are happening, the future that I don't realize where we're going to. It's been truly, truly eye and ear-opening.
Did you happen to get a bag?
Sorry?
Did you happen to get a bag at Adobe?
I did. Yeah. I got the last in the queue, to be honest. I think I charmed them by talking about how the partnership had been so brilliant. And luckily, they allowed me in to be the last person to actually grab a tote bag.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I wonder what it's like to have that kind of time to sit in a queue and wait for a bag. Stu, what is that like?
Well, I didn't actually have the time. I did, like I say, sneak in right at the end when the queue was closed. But I mean, it was a fantastic activation, and it was designed on kind of three keywords. AI would come up with this amazing image that you would then print onto your bag, take it home, put all your goodies that you've had throughout the week into that bag, get on the tube and enjoy the rest of your weekend, knowing that you've learned everything about the industry, everything that Advertising Week has to offer.
When it comes to the talks that you may or may not have seen or have heard about, probably a little bit of both, I would imagine, does anything stand out? I know that there was an unprecedented number of CMOs here today.
It was incredible. I mean, the list was, unprecedented. That is the word for it, because I don't think Advertising Europe, we've ever had this many CMOs and brands in one day. So we've had, I'll list off the ones that I can remember. We've had KFC. We've had Paddy Power, Soho House, British Airways, Nokia, HSBC, Monzo, John Lewis, Channel 4, BBC. You know, this is unprecedented. You're absolutely right. These levels of CMOs that are attending and just bringing such amazing content to our stages that really does inspire everyone sitting in that audience.
British Airways, my new favorite airline.
Your new favorite airline.
Yeah, I'll be paying them a visit tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you had one takeaway from this week,
yep.
What do you think that would be?
One takeaway.
Nothing surprising to you. I guess I should clarify that. Not just, you know, they needed more toilet paper on the fourth floor or something like that.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no fourth floor, which that would make it even weirder. But
I think the thing that surprised me was I spend a lot of my time not just consuming the content. I spend a lot of my time speaking to people, understanding our audience, seeing what they're getting from it. And the amount of time that the word opportunity came around was fantastic. And that just is kind of heartwarming for us. It's why we do this, knowing that our audience are looking for opportunities, but also getting them right here. And that's through a blend of content, a blend of networking. The networking opportunities here are just out of this world. I mean, you can come, you can connect with people that you wouldn't do at any other event or any other time in your career. So, I mean, it's a bit of a tangent, I know, a tangential, but I think opportunity has come off the lips of so many people I've spoken to. I think that's what's really surprised me, how much opportunity our audience see when they come to Advertising Week.
Fascinating. Well, I'm going to take the opportunity to close this out because there's the sound of drills and deconstruction in the background now, and that's usually our cue that, we either leave now or we're here till next year.
Exactly.
Trapped in the... It's not the basement. What is it? The lower level?
Lower level.
The lower level of 180 Studios. But before I do that, I would like to once again remind everybody to be sure to visit privacyledmarketing.com. Our sponsor here, UserCentrix, our fine partner for this podcast series this week, has a survey all around privacy that they'd love for you to fill out. I've already done it myself. That's privacyledmarketing.com. And until next time, we're signing off from 180 Studios from the AW360 Podcast Studio in London from, what is this, the 11th edition, I think it is?
Exactly, 11th edition.
Thank you so much for listening and for joining us this week.